Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 233. Moses' Tragic Mistake. Have you ever lost your temper in a momentary trial of your patience? Well, poor Moses did. And it wasn't when he was a young man. The tragic mistake came in his old age. Now Moses may not have felt old like people do today, for we read that at the time of his death at the age of 120 his eyes were not dim nor his natural vigor abated. But it was at the end, not the beginning, of Israel's 40 years of wandering for their unbelief that Moses' patience gave way. Maybe his physical and mental stamina was a bit weakened by then. The straw that broke the camel's back in his case was the cynical cry of the rebellious people, blaming him for lack of water. "Hear now, you rebels," he cried out. "Must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then in his fit of temper, he struck the rock twice with his rod instead of once, thus destroying the accuracy of the ceremony which symbolized the death of Christ. What Moses had done was to teach that Christ must die twice for the sins of the world, and he took to himself Moses did the glory for producing water out of a dry rock. God loved Moses. The man was very special. But his public sin of losing his temper made it impossible for Moses to lead Israel at last into their promised land. "Because you did not believe me, you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them." It's not only old people, but young people too have this same test of impatience. It seems severe for the Lord to sentence Moses to die for such an apparently innocent sin of momentary impatience. But Moses must be a teacher for succeeding generations as well. No matter how high we have been in the favor of God, a sin of impatience is serious. But the root of their sin was not merely being angry. Even God sometimes is angry, and several times Moses experienced righteous indignation. "The problem," said the Lord, "was Moses' unbelief. Because you did not believe me, to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel." The Lord said to both Moses and Aaron, "It is impossible for you and me to lose our temper so long as we believe the word of the Lord. Whatever the trial that tempts you to impatience, a choice to believe the promises of God will every time deliver you from sin."